This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Here we are on the Wednesday talk show. I'm Terry Tote. Thanks for tuning in. And joining me in studio today, Lori McDonald, the director at Lincoln Land Community College Litchfield. Lori, how are you today?
I'm good, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Lincoln Land, I'm telling you, Lincoln Land and the community colleges across the state, when you look back to when they put these things together, you know, was it 50 years ago?
Right, right.
Could they have ever imagined what the community colleges would be here in 2015? I think it's amazing.
It is, and I think that the scope of what they do now for the community, not just offering classes, but, you know, there's so much that they are a part of now, and they're ingrained in the community, and, you know, that's a wonderful thing to see.
And especially when there's new technology that comes along, it seems like the community colleges kind of gave everybody a first crack at it.
Right, exactly. And when you need to be retrained in your business for things like that, that's where you go. It's the first place you go is the community college, because they can always tailor a class for you. So,
and you were mentioning before we went on the air the difference between a full four-year university and community college, and what's the difference in the price?
It's really astronomical, actually.
It's actually scary,
yes,
is what it is.
Yes, it is. You pay probably 60 to 70% less attending a community college, especially if you're living at home. Or I think an average tuition for Lincoln Land student full-time is around $3,500 a year. You compare that to a state university, you're looking at $10,000 to $14,000 to $15,000, depending on if it's private or public. You go way north of $15,000 a year when you get into the private schools. So there is really no comparison as far as cost. And I think I'd urge everybody, I wish I would have went to community college my first 2 years, because I probably wouldn't be paying loans until I die. And
that's a part of the appeal of the community colleges right now. You can get so much of your basic educational needs out of the way for a fraction of the cost. Why aren't there more students enrolled at community colleges?
I'm not sure if we really do a good job, especially Lincoln Land, getting the word out there of what we offer, especially doing things like this to connect with the community. But one thing I did want to mention was that I don't know if some students believe that they can get their gen eds all fulfilled at Lincoln Land. You can even do it at Litchfield, just at our center, and get all of your gen eds required for your baccalaureate degree at Lincoln Land. Main campus, we have 9 locations in the area.
It's pretty easy to find one.
Yeah, you will always find one. You should always be near one. And we're part of the Illinois Articulation Initiative, which means we got together with all of the state universities, figured out which college classes were the same amongst all of us, and decided to offer those classes as a gen ed program, so you can go and get your associate degree and come out and go to a baccalaureate school, get your bachelor's degree, and have every single one of those classes transfer. I mean, you really can't beat that. All of your classes transfer, you're paying, you know, over 60% less in tuition and fees, and it's just a wonderful bargain, I think. And I wish I would have done that my first 2 years.
But that's what we're here for.
Right.
We're here to promote the values of community colleges, and Lincoln Land has been it's been in the capital city and been right here in central Illinois, and has done so much for residents of the area. What's going on at Lincoln Land these days, Lori?
Well, right now we are in the middle of and getting ready for our big summer and fall registration. It's right around the corner. You should have gotten your fall and summer forward in the mail by now. If not, it'll be coming very soon. Fall schedules are also available at llcc.edu. You can go online and look at all of our schedules. Open registration begins Wednesday, April 29th, and current students can register on the Web Advisor program Thursday, April 23rd. I'm currently seeing students and advising them for fall and summer. And just call Lincoln Land at 786-3401 and you can make an appointment with me. I'm also the academic advisor, the only advisor there. So you will be seeing me when you come in.
Lori, when I think back to when I was getting out of high school and getting ready to make a decision about what I wanted to do, a lot of times there's a lot of trepidation, uncertainty about what you want to do, making the commitment, and a lot of times just talking to somebody
helps
you make that decision. And perhaps the first step needs to be taken as a student in high school. Go visit the Lincoln Land facility and just look around and ask questions.
Absolutely. A couple of weeks ago, I just had a father and daughter come in. She's a senior in high school, wondering what she wants to do. We gave them a tour of the facilities. I sat down with them, talked with them about the process of registering, what kind of services we offer, what kind of classes were available that would fit what she was doing. We also sit and try to work around your schedule. I have a lot of students who are also working part-time, full-time, have families, and we sit down and make something work for them.
Non-traditional students.
Absolutely, yes.
That's where community colleges, I think, just are fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always an option. We hold morning classes, afternoon, and evening classes, so we can try to get you something. If not, then I'm not doing my job.
But it's all right not to have that hard decision made about what you want to do.
Right.
So many people, I guess I was one of the weird ones because I knew what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
But there are so many that don't, but it's okay.
It absolutely is. And that's one of the reasons to come and start taking some gen ed classes. It can maybe point you in the right direction. When we meet also during advising appointments, I want to get to know you a little bit, what your interests are, what you're good at. I can also point them towards some different career exploration things on the internet, and they can do assessments with themselves to find out what would be a good choice for them.
We're talking with Lori McDonald, who is with Lincoln Land. And Lori, when a student signs up,
right,
there's a little orientation they have to go through.
There is. If you are a brand new student and you've never attended a college of any type before, we do have you go and attend a new student orientation. It's usually about 3.5 hours long. Myself and my staff meet with the students, and we talk about many things to get you prepared for your first day of class and to be a success at Lincoln Land or just as a college student. We talk about transitioning from high school to college, or if you've been out of the classroom for many years, which I have a lot of those students as well. Talk about what it's like to actually start back at college, what kind of study techniques you're going to have to adapt. It's not like studying for a test in high school, totally different. We talk about paying for college and the different options. One thing that's great about Lincoln Land is that 88% of our students graduate without student loans.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That high of a percentage?
That is the percentage.
Marvelous.
And so that's something to keep in mind. We have aid. We encourage you to fill out your FAFSA form. That's your federal financial aid student form. We talk about that as well. We talk about the Lincoln Land technology we use as far as online classes go, and just exploring your grades and what you've taken so far and how to register online. Support services that we offer. We do counseling. We have special accommodations for students as well who need them. We talk about student life. We have student club there and just what to expect during your advising meeting. So we'd cover a lot in that orientation.
It's such an exciting time, and I try to tell young people it's an adventure, and you should enjoy the adventure of transitioning from high school into a college situation. And community colleges are exactly the same way. It's a transition, but it's such an exciting time of life.
Absolutely. And if you're scared of transition, that's what we're here
that's
for.
That's normal.
That's normal. We all are. And that's something we talk to you about during orientation and during my advising appointment. We want to make you as comfortable and confident as possible going in to classes. So
FAFSA. That's one thing that parents are always reminding their kids.
Absolutely.
Have you done your FAFSA?
And we are too. We ask. That's one of the first things we ask when you come to our center is, have you filled out your FAFSA? You must fill it out now as soon as possible if you want fall and summer and next spring. If you want the money, please fill it out. Tuition for summer, our due date is Monday, May 19th. Tuition for fall is Tuesday, July 1st. So we want to make sure you get that FAFSA filled out so you're not having to make that payment.
And you told me off the air that the turnaround is a lot quicker than it
is very quick. It's just a few weeks, and they should have it as long as you have all the right and proper paperwork filled out, you will know in 3 to 4 weeks, so even sooner sometimes.
Community colleges offer a lot of different things, and one thing they do offer is the fact that once you get out of high school, if you're getting ready to prepare for whatever, maybe, you know, finishing up at a different college, you can get a head start by going to summer classes at Lincoln.
Absolutely. You can get a head start on everything. Fill in if you had to drop a class for some reason in the earlier semesters, pick it up in the summer. If you have a class that is particularly challenging for you, you can take it during the summer and just focus on that class. And I've actually already registered many students for that. A lot of people don't like math. A lot of people don't like writing. So I encourage them to come out and take their English or math class during the summer so they can focus on it and work on getting their grade up. And it's just a wonderful way for you to take classes because you get to focus on a tough course. So
And I think there's an advantage when you stay busy with a class or two during the summertime. As you get ready to prepare for the fall,
yes.
You know, your mind is kind of in that mode.
Right. And we also have students who are currently at a four-year university who want to take a class during the summer with us. They still have their gen eds to fulfill. And boy, is it a lot cheaper, you know, again.
Yeah. New stuff at Lincoln Land? What's on the...
We do have some new classes. For summer, we're offering a developmental geometry class. We have an introduction to humanities course. We also have some new fall classes that students might be interested in. We are offering medical terminology, introduction to criminal justice, physical geography. We also are offering a microbiology class. We are upgrading our science lab so we can offer microbiology, and that's a big one for all of our allied health students. They usually need that for their degree. Organizational behavior, our Business 231 class. We actually have a couple of business classes. And we're also offering an emergency medical technician course. So a lot of new things, some great classes happening in the fall.
What's the process for Lincoln Land and other community colleges to determine what classes they need to add? Is it do you take surveys? Do you just get requests from potential students who say, well, you know, this is what I'm looking for and you don't have it?
We do. I pay close attention when I'm advising my students, and they'll ask me if this class or this class is available, and sometimes it is, and when it's not, I usually refer them to the main campus because they have everything that is offered up there. But some of our students don't have the transportation or the time to travel to the main campus. So I keep tallies of what is wanted from the students, and we try to offer that in an upcoming semester and just gauge the need that way as well. And just from the community too, you hear a lot.
Mm-hmm. What about the CNA classes?
We are having a summer CNA class, and it's going to meet Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So come on out to the center and get registered for that if you're interested.
I know you have the ability to represent Lincoln Land and go around, and perhaps businesses and schools and civic groups should take advantage of inviting you and having you come speak to some folks and kind of get clued in on what Lincoln Land can do.
Yeah, we do love to come out and provide information to local businesses about offering classes or just using our space for events, but we do think that it's worthwhile for businesses too. Studies have shown that businesses financially or non-financially supporting their employees to pursue continuing education can boost employee morale. So we definitely want to be there for our community and offer any kind of training. We can sit down with a business and really just sort of mold a class to their needs if they're looking for something like that. And we would love to sit down with a business and do that as well.
Oh my gosh, 25 years ago, you'd never do that.
Right. I mean, you know, we're here to keep our pulse on the community and what they need, both educationally and economically. We want our communities to grow and we want to be part of it. So that's, you know, one of the reasons we offer that service. Yeah.
Plus, You have a special day coming up on 29th of April, right?
We do. We are offering a Zoo to You program, Henson Robinson Zoo. They're going to bring down some critters, and you can come bring your kids at noon. It's from 12 to 1. We'd love to see you out there. And it's going to be in our multi-purpose room auditorium area on the 18th, this Saturday, coming up. We also have a Team Faith Memorial Blood Drive. That is occurring from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Please come to our auditorium and support, and 9 to 2 a.m. be there. I'll be there to see everyone too as well.
Lori McDonald's our guest on the Wednesday talk show. We're talking about Lincoln Land Community College. Lori, first off, I guess, what's the first step they need to take in contacting the college and so they can ask questions?
They can call us at 786-3401. We can get the ball rolling. If they really, you know, are just at a loss of what to do, our registration forms are online now. They can fill out the admissions form. We can take it from there, talk about the FAFSA, walk them through how to get to that website, and we will usually set up an advising appointment ASAP. And we can go from there.
A high school student or somebody who's been out of school for a while, maybe a non-traditional student, comes to you and says, okay, look, tell me what's the biggest difference. What kind of challenge am I going to face getting into a community college setting versus high school, A, high school, or B, a non-traditional student?
Well, if you've been out of the classroom for a while, there are certain different challenges. One will be managing your time. I mean, that's really everybody's problem when you start school. But time management is a big issue. And how to actually study for tests and exams and reading a textbook, there's going to be a lot of reading and writing intensive. So if you're not used to that, you know, that's something that will be a transition for you and sometimes may be a challenge. And we have support services for that.
I was going to say that was the...
Absolutely.
You won't leave them out in the wilderness.
Never.
Here. You know, give them some help.
Right.
To kind of transition them into that. And for high school students who are afraid to go from the high school level to the college level, it's a continuation of your educational program.
It's
a little more intense, but, there's so many more advantages once you get to the college level.
And one thing I do offer in the fall, I'll be teaching a college success skills class. It's a 2-credit-hour class, meets Mondays, 4 to 5:50. And if you are unsure about how to be a success in college versus high school, and you just need some better tips, you can take that class in the fall with me. We also offer free tutoring for our students. So if you're having a problem in a class, we always, you think you're going to have a problem, we say get a tutor now, and they can meet at Lincoln Land anytime around their schedule. Our tutors are great, and they're very supportive. So we have all of those things going on.
And going back, way back when I was coming out of high school and going into a community college program, as enjoyable as school was in the high school level, you know, the community college experience was just terrific. I cherish it to this day and always think that community colleges are such a great, great part of our American way. You know,
it's
what they're there for.
They are. And I just encourage you to come out and see Litchfield Center. Even if you're not wanting to take classes, come visit, and then maybe by the time you leave, you will want to sign up for a class.
Lori McDonald from Lincoln Land Community College, the Litchfield facility. Lori, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been
a pleasure. And what's a phone number that folks can call?
786-3401.
And the website?
www.llcc.edu.
There you go. That's it for the Wednesday Talk Show. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.